Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
This is where I want to appreciate you asking that question, because I think one of the dangerous takeaways that people could take away from this whole conversation is, okay, well, all right, what do I need to do? How can I sacrifice this, give this? What do I need to do in order to earn the favor of God and in order to be radical enough? And that is a recipe for disaster. That misses the whole point of the gospel, and there's no way that that's what God is calling us to. The first and foremost, the call of the gospel is to trust in the radical righteousness of Christ on our behalf, to know that we'll never be radical enough. We can never give enough, do enough, sacrifice enough. Only He has given enough, done enough, sacrificed enough. And so the call to follow Christ starts with a turning from not just our sin, but ourselves and our every effort to earn the favor of God and do all these things in order to merit His love for us. There's no way we can do that. The call to follow Christ starts with trusting in Him and what He's done. And then as we trust in Him, as we put our faith in Him, then that faith inevitably leads to works for His glory. That faith produces fruit as the overflow of when we trust in Him. He forgives us of our sin. He fills us with His Spirit. He puts His very presence in us. And then, okay, the overflow of that, this trust in the radical righteousness of Christ, is the spring from which then radical living begins to flow, because it's the Spirit of God, the power of God, compelling us to live very different from the rest of the world. And when it comes to our lifestyles, when it comes to our possessions, when it comes to our purpose, we want to make this gospel known as disciples. We want to make disciples. All these things flow from trust in Christ. And so that's the foundation from which radical living flows.
In your book, Radical Together, I remember when I read that, it just you quote a piece from A.W. Tozier that talked about, you know, God actually doesn't really need me. One of the hardest things, you know, for us to sort of comprehend that something about, you know, that I fear that thousands of young persons enter Christian service from no higher motive than to help deliver God from the embarrassing situation His love has gotten him into and His limited abilities seem unable to get him out of. Add to this certain degree of commendable idealism and a fair amount of compassion for the underprivileged, and you have a true drive behind much Christian activity today.
It's so dangerous the way we can start to forget that God involves us in His work and His mission, not because He needs us, but because He loves us.